This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind at numbers 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
And Jay.
And evidently, every 15 minutes, someone in the United States dies of a drug-resistant superbug.
Is that like going up, or has that kind of just been like a statistical average right along?
Well, I'm sure the article gets into more details about it, but what this is the reason that I'm generally against vaccines, right? Viruses, bacteria, these sorts of things, they have evolved to adapt, right? If you come up with something that's going to defeat them, they're going to evolve a way around it. And we see that with antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Yeah, staph viruses, or staph bacteria. And, you know, these, so being in an animal industry, in the horse industry, you know, veterinarians, a lot of times they just love just dealing out all kinds of antibiotics and pushing them to them. And
so do human doctors.
And human doctors too. And I really like using things like, you know, raw garlic. Eat some raw garlic on an empty stomach and that'll help some stuff out. You're going to feel like you're going to have a heart attack. You will. Don't chew it up. Just crush it up. Let it sit for a couple of minutes and swallow it down on an empty stomach and have some food ready to eat. And don't do it driving down the road or anything, but you're going to feel like you're having a panic attack. You'll be okay. You'll start sweating, but it works really well. And another thing I really like is colloidal silver is really good stuff. I don't know if you're aware of colloidal
silver. I'm familiar with that guy who turned blue because of it.
Yeah, and he is pretty happy being blue and not dead is what his quote is. But you can make colloidal silver yourself. You can buy these nanoparticle silver, which I think is pretty interesting. And even like Silver Dave makes these little, made these little 1/10 ounce silver, 1/10 ounce square pieces. And I bought a bunch of them years ago. And anytime somebody's like feeling sick or has a toothache, I'll usually give them one or two, and they can just suck on them. And because there's like a, you know, an old tale, if you suck on a silver dollar. You know, it would make like a sickness go away. Well, I don't know if it's a placebo effect, but I got a couple of them that I'll suck on every once in a while if I feel like I'm getting a little sick. And then I just, you know, throw them right back in the ashtray of a truck that I don't use for cigarettes because I don't smoke. But nice. Silver, like everything silver plated, doesn't get any viruses or bacteria or fungus will grow on it. That's why silverware, real silverware was, you know, people who had money back in the day. Before, like, we had, you know, running hot water and, you know,
right.
Good dish detergent and good ways to wash our hands and septic systems. Silver-coated knobs on doors and silver-coated knobs on drawers and silverware.
And this
pretty
helps
darn
keep
important.
Them sick because silver is
keep them
porous,
from getting
right?
sick. Well, because silver...
It's a non-ferrous metal.
Well, it's not that it's non... It is non-ferrous. I have no iron. But silver is antimicrobial and antibacterial. It cannot support these, like, microbial lives. They die from the silver. And this is why when you ingest colloidal silver, the idea is that it does the same thing. And I'm not a doctor, and the FDA doesn't endorse the use of silver for these kind of things.
Well, the FDA told people for years that smoking was just fine. So, I mean, what did they know, right?
Yeah, well, they're just a governmental agency that's just there as a marketing arm of pharmaceuticals, as far as I'm concerned right now.
Yep. So every 15 minutes, someone in the United States dies of a superbug that has learned to outsmart even our most sophisticated antibiotics, according to a new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
CDC is a marketing arm of Big Pharma also.
Yeah, and
I don't trust those bastards at all.
I don't either, which makes it all the more interesting that they're talking about the antibiotic-resistant superbugs that have been created by Big Pharma.
I'm not right? saying they're always wrong on everything. I'm just saying I don't trust them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, anything that the government says is a lie.
Yeah, and right? sometimes a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
So
getting back to the vaccine thing, because this is something that I think the pro-vaccine crowd just completely glosses over, is the fact that, okay, we had this antibiotic that was supposed to cure everything, going to keep everybody from being sick and all this other stuff, right? And now we have bacteria-resistant superbugs that are killing someone every 15 minutes. What do they expect these viruses and bacteria and things like that to do that the vaccines are inoculations against?
And the vaccines are shedding. They are making people sick. They are killing people. I went and visited a friend of mine in a transplant ward. She had a liver transplant. And they asked me, and they had me sign a document before I would go in there saying that I had not had, and it was a whole list of vaccines that I had not had within the last 6 weeks. And then there was another list, smaller list of vaccines that I had not taken in the past 6 months. And I had no vaccines at all, so I just signed them. I haven't been vaccinated. And I said to the attending nurse, this is why? You know, this was like 4 years ago. And she's like, oh, because these vaccines shed for up to 6 weeks, and those vaccines can shed for up to 6 months. And the viruses will shed. And the people in the transplant ward, they're on immune suppressors. They have no immune system, so you could kill them if you had the cold. I mean, if you had a cough or a sniffle like in the past week, they don't want you going in there.
Interesting. Well, there are about 35,000 deaths each year, according to this landmark report, simply from drug-resistant infections. The report places five drug-resistant superbugs on the urgent threat list, two more germs than were on the list in 2013. So evidently, there are more antibiotic-resistant superbugs out there.
Well, of course, you keep on countering Mother Nature. Mother Nature keeps coming back. You are not going to ever be able to control Mother Nature level.
It's an interesting hubris, the whole pro-vaccine, pro-antibiotic thing, that, you know, we can somehow tame nature. We can curtail the adaptive evolutionary processes that brought humanity into existence in the first place, right? And we have outsmarted it, right?
And what's crazy is there are people who will be carriers of certain bacterias, and they won't have the symptoms. You know, their body is just doing fine. It's there. It's not harming them. It's just riding along. But yet they come in contact with somebody, some other folks, and it just destroys them. This is a fact.
That's what makes some STIs like chlamydia so dangerous, is that in most people, it has no symptoms whatsoever. But in that 1% of people, it will kill them. Right?
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
People out there having sexual relations, not even knowing they have it, spreading chlamydia, killing people, not even knowing it. So genetic research shows that germs have become especially adept at teaching each other how to outwit antibiotics.
I totally believe that. There's some fungi experiments where a guy, Japanese scientists, basically the fungi learns from other fungi, like, how to do things. Is really, like, scary how, like, the connection is on these, like, two fungi of the same species, but they're not even, they put one in a maze, and it figures the maze out, this slime mold, actually, and then they set up another piece of that same slime mold in another maze, and it does it, but the two pieces of slime, the two slime molds were never, they were originally one, and they separated them, but they weren't put in contact after amazing. It's amazing. A guy, Paul Stamets, talks about this. It's incredibly, it's scary, this stuff.
Sounds like it. While superbugs typically attack frail elderly people, anyone can contract a superbug. And that's a scary thought as well. The next time you get the flu or pneumonia or whatever, it may be a superbug version.
Yeah, and if you've been, your immune system's been destroyed by all the chemicals they put in vaccines, you're
really screwed. Not to mention the antibiotics. Yeah. So Peggy Lillis was a healthy, vibrant 56-year-old teacher in Brooklyn who woke up one morning 10 years ago with severe diarrhea. Being a kindergarten teacher, she just assumed that she caught something from one of the kids. She didn't think it was a serious threat. 5 days later, she was so sick that she could barely move. Doctors immediately admitted her to the ICU. She had, oh, good Lord, I don't know, C. diff, one of the urgent threats on the CDC's list. Her kidneys were starting to fail, and she was going into septic shock.
I wonder if she was up to date on her vaccine schedule. That's what I always want to know when people get these crazy diseases.
Well, we'll find out more. What are your thoughts on vaccines, crazy diseases, antibiotic-resistant superbugs? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I don't know about you, but I have a hard time eating right. And that's unfortunate because eating well is the key to looking and feeling great. But it's a challenge when you're busy.
It's a key to just being healthy and not letting these super bugs, you know, kick your butt when they come in contact with you.
Maybe. I don't know. As far as I'm aware, I've never come in contact with these super bugs, but I generally don't eat well anyway. Like, I eat out every single meal. Like, today I had Indian, and tomorrow I will have something else.
I think you can eat out of food, not at home, eat out, and maintain fairly healthy foods.
Sure. I mean, if you're not going to McDonald's and
correct.
Things like that.
Just stay away from the government-subsidized food, and you'll be good.
Yeah, when I say I'm eating out, I don't mean McDonald's or Wendy's or something like that. That's certainly true. But I could certainly use more fruits and vegetables in my life, and Balance of Nature has them on offer. With just 3 of their fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and veggies. And that's a lot of nutrition. So go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. But this is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code FTL. Now, speaking of health and things like that, evidently this woman went to the hospital with severe diarrhea. It was uncovered that she had what I'm calling C. diff, because I'm not going to attempt to pronounce that. They gave her, here's the best part, an antibiotic called vancomycin. Who knows? You know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Some pharmaceutical, both intravenously and by enema. But she died the next day, less than a week after becoming ill. The doctors, they said they did everything they could do, but bacteria are evolving at a rate that we cannot keep up with, or that we are not keeping up with. I don't want to misquote this person. She says there isn't really any way to know where the C. diff came from. That's the bacteria that killed her. According to the CDC, though, a C. diff infection is usually a side effect of taking antibiotics, which, along with killing bad bacteria, can also kill the good bacteria that help fight infections. People taking antibiotics are 7 to 10 times more likely to get C. diff while on the drugs and during the month after. I can't imagine why doctors are still prescribing antibiotics as preventative measures with that being the case.
I only took antibiotics 2 times in my life. One time was I got a, I had cut my leg, didn't do nothing about it as a teenager, and there was a red line running up the inside of my leg. It was really tender. I had shorts on. I usually wore pants, and it was from horseback riding. The calf of my leg got worn raw from riding in someone's saddle for like an hour that didn't fit me correctly. And then I went and I got a penicillin injection in the butt cheek, and I got penicillin pills to take for 10 days. And then I had a tooth pulled a while ago, and they gave me some penicillin because I had the tooth pulled. And those are the only 2 times I can remember actually taking antibiotics.
The only time I remember it was from when I had pneumonia.
And the other thing, too, is when people take antibiotics that they never, ever do, and doctors know this, they're taught this, but they don't push it, is they don't take probiotics. Like a lot of kids that at a young age will have ear infections, which I think is from vaccines, because there's always these kids that are, you know, that are up to date on their vaccine schedule, got all kinds of ear infections, and they have tubes put in, and they're being pumped antibiotics. Well, these kids start really blowing up and getting fat. Well, what happens is when you take antibiotics, it kills the gut flora in your gut, your natural digestive probiotics. So there's really high quality probiotics you can buy at any health food store, any Whole Foods, even sell them at Walmart. Usually they're refrigerated. They're expensive, and insurance doesn't pay for them. And by expensive, I mean they're like $50 for like a month's supply. And you should really do that. Do probiotics if you're ever going to take antibiotics to restore your gut health. And what happens is the candida in your gut goes in your lower intestine, doesn't get killed by the antibiotics, and it works its way up the digestive tract, and now it's in your, basically in the earlier parts of your gut where the candida comes in contact with sugar, and candida is a yeast that's naturally forming in your lower gut, and then it goes wild and people get like this massive candida overgrowth, and most of those people are, you know, obese that have massive candida. Candida's tough stuff. If you're overweight and you're struggling with weight, you should Google candida and learn about it.
Interesting. So the kindergarten teacher who died as a result of this infection, her autopsy actually lists her cause of death as a consequence of antibiotic therapy for a dental procedure. Evidently, she had had a tooth pulled as well and was given antibiotics for that. Now her family questions whether that preventative antibiotic was necessary. My mother was probably, that's useless stuff. So C. diff is the deadliest antibiotic-resistant germ on the CDC's urgent list, causing 12,800 deaths a year in the United States. Almost exclusively, but largely caused simply by people taking antibiotics.
See, I wonder if somebody could do some research and see what the vaccine schedule was of these people, these 12,000 people a year that die from, you know, this C. diff, because, you know, I mean, a lot of the sterile people I know that like are always like using the hand sanitizer and constantly washing their hands and like sterilizing everything. I know like three of these people and they're constantly sniffling. They're constantly sick. Everywhere they go, there's like, you know, tissues because they're constantly having to blow their nose. And
that's unfortunate. When I went to the DMV recently, I was sitting next to this guy who just every few minutes he would reach over and get some hand sanitizer and rub it all over himself. I don't get it, man.
Yeah, I have a good friend from high school is like that.
So the other two germs on the urgent list are some other, oh, good Lord, these names, and gonorrhea, which is a STI, but everybody knew that. I don't know what the other one is.
Gonorrhea has become bacteria resistant.
There is a strain of gonorrhea that is bacteria resistant.
Well, I can imagine that because, you know, they just give you penicillin or some sort or some kind of antibiotic every time somebody's got gonorrhea, right?
Right.
That's the cure.
And eventually it adapts the way that organisms do so that it doesn't get killed off in, you know, evolution's history. So it's, as you were saying, it's not surprising at all that almost every virus or bacterial infection or whatever is likely to evolve some sort of antibiotic resistant strain at some point, simply because that's how evolution works.
Well, you see this with Roundup, which is a herbicide that kills weeds, but it's not killing the weeds. They got to spray more and more Roundup. There's actually a little cartoon drawing I saw where it shows like a big weed grabbing the tractor as it, you know, driving in a field. And
right.
The tractor's like got a little bottle on it that says Roundup and it's like spraying the field. Because it's the same thing with pesticides too. The pesticides aren't killing the bugs.
Interesting. Well, we're going to talk more about this. What are your thoughts on it? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453 as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, tells the House Intelligence Committee that one of his aides heard President Trump in a phone call. He said President Trump was asking EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland about the investigation. Taylor says the aide asked Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
At the White House, President Trump says he doesn't remember that call.
I know nothing about that. First time I've heard it.
Republicans like Jim Jordan say Democrats have no more than second and third hand knowledge.
American people see through all this. They understand the facts support the president. They understand this process is unfair. And they see through the whole darn sham.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow was up 92 points. The S&P 500 was up 2, and the Nasdaq down 4 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I want to tell you about LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., the bane of libertarians' existence. For people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Hear from a list of incredible speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods co-founder and CEO, who's going to speak on conscious capitalism, Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics, Miriam Issa, a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views, and there's still more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available, and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. So, before we get back into this article about antibiotic-resistant superbugs, let's get to the phones. We've got Olivia calling from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was going to ask you about fast food because today I went to the mall and I had the Impossible Whopper, which was really, really good. And then I went to Chick-fil-A and I had the new holiday candy cane chocolate shake, which was also really, really good. So I was wondering, since you're always eating out, do you like the holiday gimmicky type special?
I don't know. Most of the places that I eat out at don't participate in those kind of specials? Like, I don't eat a lot of Wendy's or McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or whatever. I generally eat at, you know, local places that are sort of on the edge between not really fast food, but quick food, like a local burger at a local place or hot dogs or something like that, or a curry Indian, any of these, or a Chinese place, which isn't especially healthy either, but not usually a chain, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I've never cared about the gimmicky holiday whatever stuff either. I mean, it's just, it's fake pumpkin spice. I mean, you know, I like to tease them like, oh, is the ingredient pumpkin even, you know, on the ingredients list in that, you know, pumpkin whatever latte, blah, 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 and usually it's not.
I'm not surprised it's not. I hear the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich is really good, and people are getting shot and killed over them.
I was actually going to ask Mark Edge about that, because Mark and I, a couple of years ago, drove out to New York to go get his senators, his pigs that he raised, and Mark raised a had a pig farm for years, and he raised pigs, and he named them all after senators. So we went and got his senators, and as he put it, and then we drove by a Popeye's, and he's like, we have to stop right now. He loves Popeye's, so I'm going to ask him about that when I see him.
Interesting. Well, they do have good chicken. I don't know if it's worth killing anyone over. Actually, I know it's not worth killing anyone over, but evidently people have been killed. Or they've at least been shot. They've been robbed. They've been attacked. They've been beaten. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there is an episode of the animated show The Boondocks that is about some new chicken coming out and just American society losing its mind. Right. And now we're watching that happen with Popeye's chicken, new chicken sandwich.
I believe that people are literally addicted to fried chicken. I know a lot of people that's like the only thing they'll eat is chicken tenders or like fried chicken. This is like the only like protein they consume.
Interesting. And that would presumably be because of all of the antibiotics and crap that they're putting in them and steroids and stuff.
I think it has more to do with the fact that like canola oil, which is like really, really bad for you, is everything fried just tastes good. I mean, you could fry cat turds and people would probably enjoy them. You know, just everything fried tastes good, and canola oil is I think the actual frying it in the canola oil, which is a hydrogenated oil, which is very bad for our systems, but our bodies simply aren't absorbing good healthy fats when we're consuming a lot of canola oil saturated food like French fries and fried chicken, and even soybean oil is bad. And canola and soy are heavily government subsidized, so my rule is stay away from that stuff. But I think that has a lot to do with what is fried in, not so much the actual meat itself.
Interesting. Well, Olivia, thank you for the call. Now, what about vegetable oil?
Well,
is that better or is that worse?
Well, vegetable oil generally is canola oil and soy. If you look at the ingredients on like a Wesson vegetable oil, that's canola oil. Almost vegetable oil is like a very vague term.
So would you say it's just bad to fry things, or is there some type of oil that is acceptable?
Well, I think the best thing to fry any kind of thing in would be lard, and pig lard in particular. The problem is with vegetable oils.
The millennial in me says, how can pig lard be healthier than vegetable oil?
Because it's an animal-based fat. It has you can heat pig. I think the smoke point of pig lard is incredibly high. It's like 500 degrees, and it doesn't become a hydrogenated oil. Hydrogenated oils, your body uses cholesterol to produce cells. Cholesterol is like the building block of a cell membrane. So when your red blood cells are made from cholesterol, that generally comes from animal fat that our bodies have been consuming and digesting for generations, everything seems to work fine. But when you start using vegetable oil, your canola oil, your Wesson canola oil, your vegetable cooking oils, your body mistakes those vegetable oil, the hydrogenated oil, for actual cholesterol, and then starts manufacturing red blood cells, and the red blood cells actually aren't able to absorb sugar because of this, and then this leads to huge diabetes things, and your blood sugar spikes, and the sugar can't get to the proper parts of the brain, and then the body craves these fats. But with a lot of people, these are the, I can't remember exactly what these like vegetable oil fats are called, if they're like trans saturated or something. But anyways, yeah, they didn't talk about trans fats last night on Free Talk Live, did they? They talked about trans ams. So anyways, the
Trans-disabled people, evidently, right. One of whom blinded herself.
That's what they were talking about,
A psychiatrist used bleach to blind her. It's insane.
That is insane. But so this is why I think people are get addicted to fried chicken, for example, or fried foods, because the body, our bodies need fat to operate. Our brains are made out of literal fat, and our brains have these neurons and these receptors and dopamine receptors and all these things going on in it, and it's like your brain is like a wiring harness on like a computer or a car, and the neurons in your brain are like the pieces of copper or aluminum wire, and then the fat is like the insulation. Well, that insulation, that fat gets consumed by our brains doing the activities it does. And if it's not replenished, then the brain essentially shorts out. It'd be like the plastic on a wiring harness being consumed and it no longer being there, and the wire shorting out. So our bodies crave fat, and then, but most of the fat people have been eating, especially like my generation, I'm 40 years old, has been this hydrogenated fat, like your margarines, which are all these vegetable oil based fats. And this is there was a study actually. The lady who does free AIDS, Stephanie Murphy, she did a really good thing about a year ago explaining how Harvard was paid by the sugar lobby back in the 70s to say that fat was bad. And then everybody went, then this is where everybody was staying away from fat, and fat was being replaced with sugar, and this has caused a tremendous amount of health issues for us for decades.
Well, it could be that I was just fortunate during that period where all I ate was like fast food for a period of like a year and a half when I was in college and, you know, running around working a full-time job and doing the full-time student thing. I still never ate a lot of fruit food that was fried.
That was probably a very beneficial thing for you. I really think you can eat a lot of so-called junk food as long as it doesn't have like this hydrogenated oil and a ton of sugars.
Interesting. It's definitely worth looking into, as well as these superbugs. We're going to talk more about it and more about health things in general and how, you know, people today just aren't very healthy. Here's one of the reasons why: antibiotics. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or use the Discord calling lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you're quick, you can still get on with us. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I want to thank Richard Thompson, who is tonight's amplifier. He is a gold-level amplifier, which means he gives $25 per month to the AMP program. We don't ask that, of course. All we ask is for $5 to get into the AMP program, and this is money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com, but essentially it is money that is used specifically to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and get out there, get more listeners, get more viewers, things like that. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you might consider heading on over to amp.freetalklive.com and contributing $5 a month to that program. So Richard Thompson has done that, and we can't thank him enough. Richard, thanks.
Richard Thompson has written some great songs, one of them that my brother covers all the time.
Is this the same Richard Thompson?
I don't know, but there's a Richard Thompson okay. who writes a, he writes a song called 52 Vincent Black Lightning, which is a song about redheads and motorcycles. And
nice.
If you like folk music, it's a pretty cool song. Reckless Kelly, I think, does the best rendition of it. My brother Josh Doon plays it a lot.
Well, let's get right into the phones. We've got David from New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
And Linda Thompson, too.
Okay.
Who's Linda Thompson? Is that Richard Thompson's wife?
His wife. Probably okay. The redhead.
Maybe.
I think there's a black leather jacket involved, too.
That's right. Yep.
It's probably a bit of leather involved, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Aria. No, hey, good. That made me think. Good segue, Aria. Since you like to eat out, we had a question about those gay Nazis.
You have a question about the gay Nazis?
Yeah. Oh, first of all, vancomycin.
What?
It's a German word.
You were trying to say it earlier.
Oh. In the article you were reading.
Oh, that's the antibiotic that this woman took.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
thanks.
Oh, and there was a dude, they called him Papa Smurf. He worked at Walmart.
Yeah, we talked about the Blue Dude.
Yeah, is this, are there more than one, or do you know this guy too?
With the colloidal silver, is that what you're talking about?
As far as I'm aware, there's only one Blue Dude running around the United States talking about colloidal silver.
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video.
Does he work at Walmart in Albuquerque?
I don't know where he works, man.
There's a dude, it's part of the story. I don't care where he works either. That just happens to be where I was when I ran into him. Dude was all blue, and I asked him what happened. All his coworkers called him Papa Smurf, and it turns out he had taken too much colloidal silver, and he was blue.
And now, did he have, like, skin cancer? I mean, did he say it saved his life? Because this guy I had watched an interview with, he had said he had some kind of skin cancer or skin fungus or something of that effect, and he basically did hammer the colloidal silver, and, you know, they were telling him that it should have killed you, how much colloidal silver you did, that he did in his, like, interview. And he says, well, I'd probably be dead if you know, but I'm okay being blue, not being dead.
Yeah, I don't remember what the dude took it for, but he was taking it for some health reason, but I don't remember him saying that there was something that was killing him, but there was some condition he was taking it for, and he took too much, so anyhow.
It'll happen.
Yeah. And
So you had a question for me about the gay Nazis. What is that question?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can answer questions about people that only exist in the figment of your imagination, but I will give it my best.
Well, there you go. You confirmed one thing. So there are no gay Nazis, right?
Well, going backward, the initial allegation you made about the gay Nazis was that there were, in fact, gay people within the ranks of the Sherman Nazi Party in the height of World War II.
I doubt they were openly gay, though, right?
I don't think there were any gay Nazis whatsoever.
They were openly gay, and they got chastised for it, and might even be part of the reason it got them killed, but... Anyhow,
they weren't Nazis for long then.
Right. Well, yeah. So if there are no gay Nazis, then
what is a Nazi? A Nazi is a socialist, right?
Well, a Nazi be a member of the Nazi Party,
Socialist Party. So I think there could be gay Nazis because there's a lot of plenty of socialists out there, and I'm sure there's plenty of gay socialists.
Sure.
I mean, there's a bunch of gay libertarians, so there's got to be a whole lot more gay socialists.
And that's what I was going to ask Arya. So what is the percentage of the population that is gay?
I think it's about 3%.
And so 3% of the population worldwide is gay, or, you know, however you want to describe it. However, that 3% just disappeared when it came to the Nazi population. They just magically did not apply.
Oh, no, the Nazis killed them.
If they were found out.
Yeah, it was a big thing that the Nazis did. I mean, there was they even had one gay dude who was within Hitler's inner circle for the first part of the war, and they gave him the opportunity to kill himself or be killed, and he killed himself while locked in a jail.
No, he didn't kill himself. He wouldn't commit suicide, and they shot him. Two dudes shot him.
Well, regardless, they got rid of the gay people in Nazi Germany. They had a whole, you may have missed it, it was called the Holocaust. They had this whole big thing about getting rid of all of the undesirables.
I wasn't around, I missed it.
Holocaust, what is that?
It was the German campaign to get rid of the people that they considered to be undesirable.
It's what happens to a society after you take their means of defense away, after you disarm them. Then you get a Holocaust.
And that's right. And put Democrats in office.
There's plenty of Republicans who are anti-gun too. Plenty.
Yeah,
I mean, the dangerous thing about Republicans being anti-gun is that Republicans don't call them on it. Like, you've got Trump with his bump stock ban and whatever else it is he's trying to do, and Republicans don't care because he's got an R next to his name.
And you just got the NRA, which should really become gun bill compromisers, because that's all they really are.
But back to the important stuff, the gay Nazis. So all of what you're saying then, Arya, is, if I hear you correctly, is that all the gay Nazis were closeted, except for the one dude that they offed.
If, well, that dude was openly gay prior to becoming a Nazi, yes, and they did, in fact, kill him because he was gay. So, that's why he was thrown out of the inner circle and locked in a jail cell in the first place. Whether or not gay people continue to exist under the rule of the Nazis and Hitler, I'm sure they did, living in, you know, the shadows, living in secret. But were they, Nazis? Were they active participants in this campaign that was trying to execute people like them? I find that hard to believe.
So they had to move from closeted Berlin to gay Paris?
I don't understand. I get that you were trying to make a joke, but I don't understand the joke.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. I hope that many gay people got... I hope anybody that could, I don't care what you are, got the heck out of Nazi Germany. You know, it's too bad more people didn't get out of Nazi Germany. It was a terrible place to be, no matter what you were.
Yeah, but to be fair, what you're calling gay Nazis right now, David, is a trans cop and someone who works at a radio station who told you not to call them anymore.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, the Nazis...
There's a world of difference between the Nazis you're talking about...
New Mexico. The University of New Mexico, KUNM radio station, thanks for jogging my memory. We got, there's gay Nazis there and lesbian Nazis and transsexual Nazis.
Why do you call them Nazis, David?
Well, because they're like the soup Nazi on Seinfeld and they
okay, so they're figurative Nazis, not literal Nazis. They're figurative Nazis, not...
Aren't 99.999% of Nazis in modern conversation, contemporary conversation, figurative rather than literal? After all, you can't be a literal Nazi because the Nazi Party really does not exist. Anybody who claims to be one is kind of a poser and a pretender because the Nazi Party, in actuality, does not exist.
You can be a Nazi without being a member of the Nazi Party in the same way that you can be a Christian without being a member of a Christian church. Right.
Well, yes and no. The Christian church actually exists, and the Nazi Party does not exist.
Does a Christian require the existence of the church in order to be a Christian? David, thank you for the call. A person does not require the existence of any particular organization in order to identify as part of an ideological group.
And we got Free Your Talk Live on tonight at 10:30. It will be No One and Nobody. I am no one. And that's LRN.F or DLive. How's that going?
It's DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. That's Free Your Talk Live coming up in just over half an hour.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.